Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
I've scored a few of them in my time.
A very special guest now on the line, Ashwood City boss and a friend of the media, it has to be said. Dan Watson is with us. Dan, how are you, pal?
Hiya, Jim. Hi, guys. Hiya,
now, how are things at Kent's only Premier League side, Dan? It's been a quiet winter for you boys, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're right, Jim. It's been very quiet, too quiet. Mm. You know, we had a good pre-season in the States, had some pre-season friendlies here in the UK, had some what I thought were, you know, productive discussions with the board. But we've hit a stumbling block with transfers and a few players I wanted to bring in. Now we've got, well, essentially an hour until the window shuts and we're lacking in key positions and it's going
to
be difficult.
What players were you looking to bring in then, Dan?
Well, I don't want to put Patrick Nolan on the spot on radio.
The chief executive of Ashwood?
Yeah, I don't want to name any targets we've failed to acquire.
Okay, that's understandable.
Pascal Gross.
Sorry?
Pascal Gross was somebody I really wanted, but that fell silent.
Well, I see.
Early on, I asked about Shaqiri before he went to Liverpool. Mm. I wanted Bruno Martins Indy. I specifically requested an inquiry for James Maddison and Morgan Schneiderlin and Tammy Abraham. I would have loved Tammy at this club.
Yep.
But look, I don't want to name any names.
Right.
Alexander Golovin, Mishi Batshuayi.
Ah, good player.
Great player.
Well, sorry, Dan, I'm just going to pause you there. I've got your chief executive on the other line. That's Patrick Nolan. Hi, Patrick. Can you hear us?
Hi, lads, whoever you are. Big fans of all of you. It's great to have a diverse panel of Ireland internationals from the south of England on the show.
I played for Wales, actually.
Okay, Patrick, this is slightly unusual for us. So what did you have to say?
I don't want to name any names, but certain people at this football club aren't focusing on their own job, running the training ground and selecting the match day squad, and they're sticking their nose in where it doesn't belong.
This is highly inappropriate.
Well, hold on, Dan, hold on. You've had your say.
Look, guys, I don't want to name any names, but right now I'm looking out my window and I can see a little man sat in his BMW in the car park calling into a radio show instead of speaking to his chief executive. Yeah, look up to my window. Hiya, Dan.
Patrick, I don't think this is the forum for a transfer window discussion.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't the forum. Let's have a meeting. So get out of that car, sat there like some dogging deadline day dickhead, and get up to my office right now, and I'll show you the only window you've got to be worried about is the one I'm going to put you through. All right, buddy?
Good one, Patrick.
Yeah, we're always having a good laugh, me and Dan, you see, lads?
Well, we'll leave you two to your fun and games. Thanks for calling in the show, fellas.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Have a great evening.
Thanks, lads.
I must apologise for any colourful language you may have heard there. Michael, it's good to hear the relationship that Dan and Patrick have at the club, even when things aren't going the way they want.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive. The hastily scheduled meeting between Dan Watson and Ashwood City chief executive Patrick Nolan is underway, as the transfer window has only half an hour remaining.
I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
See, this is why I don't bring these matters to you.
What matters? The matters that involve you pissing away millions?
Pissing away? We need to invest.
We have invested. That corporate restaurant on the second floor wasn't cheap, Dan.
A corporate restaurant?
Yeah, and I want one of those glass tunnels as well, where you can see the players going out onto the pitch like a colonoscopy or an enema.
We need players.
Colonic irrigation.
Patrick! Can't we talk about Ashwood City and save the bowel-cleansing chat for another time?
Oh, I see, but you were more than happy to talk shit on the radio.
We need players. We need some creativity. Oh. We need someone who can sit in front of the back four.
Oh.
We need someone who can beat a man.
I've heard it all before.
Last season, I took over during turbulent times for Ashwood City Football Club. No, here we do go. During a relegation battle...
It was November, and we were 16th.
Now, that could have gone either way. I was chosen by yourself and the shareholders of Ashwood City Football Club.
Dan, will you stop saying Ashwood City Football Club? I know we're a football club. I'm painfully reminded of it every week.
I was chosen.
We weren't chosen. We went for Alan Pardew and he said no.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
But get to the point, Dan.
If this plan, the offensive, or whatever it's called, is going to work, I need proper support.
Wait, you think we can actually break into the top four?
Europa League. I can get us Europa League.
Don't you fucking dare.
Why?
Because I have Thursdays off. I don't want to spend them in Romania or... Arsenal.
Then for the league, domestically, I need finances for this
Look
window.
Look at the TV, Dan. It closes in 25 minutes. The twat in the sparkly yellow tie
or
just said so.
Finances in January to fulfil my potential as manager.
Finances for what?
What specifically?
Yes.
I want a number 10.
Oh, you want that with noodles or egg fried rice?
Right, if you're not going to take this seriously then, Patrick.
Then what, Dan? What? I'm going to have to call Alan Pardew? Yes?
Jeff's trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've got her on the line here.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a bollocking.
Patrick, please don't answer that.
What, you don't want me to put Jess on the line?
With Dan's recent outburst on radio, head of communications Jessica Tate is looking for answers.
Patrick, please, I'm serious.
Okay, mate, if you're serious. Put her through, Christine.
Patrick?
Yeah, hi, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Dan. Everything all right with you?
All good, yep.
You sound a bit tense.
Tense?
Yeah.
No tension here at all.
Yeah, Jess, can you get to the juicy bit? I'd like to get stuck into him myself.
Shut up, Patrick. Dan, I just got a heads up from our social team about the little outburst you had with your pals on the radio.
It wasn't so much...
Look, it's fine to let off a little steam every now and again, Dan, but I wouldn't be in the position I am if I didn't offer you a little constructive feedback on your media appearance.
I can understand.
If that happens again, Dan, I'm going to have to do two things. Firstly, I will give you a written warning, and secondly, I'll rip your bollocks off and wear them like a pair of Pat Butcher's earrings.
Right. Now, I'm going to have to take that as a threat.
Yes, you will. And I'll end your career quicker than you can say Alfinger Haaland, all right? Yeah, that's another threat too, by the way.
We still have a HR department, because I think they'd like to hear about this.
Deborah's on annual leave.
Typical.
Her mum's ill.
That's awful. I didn't mean that.
Our fans may swallow your bullshit, but I see you, Dan Watson. You're a pound shop Brendan Rodgers. And the way you're going, you'll end up in Scottish football too.
You know, I am within my right to take this kind of stuff to the League Managers Association.
No. Oh, no, Dan, please, not the League Managers Association.
Sarcasm, how clever.
No, this is sarcasm. I'm so glad we appointed Dan Watson last year and not Alan Pardew.
Now, that's the third time Alan Pardew's been mentioned in this meeting, and it doesn't sit very well with me, I'm afraid.
You're banned from making phone calls.
This is ridiculous.
You're banned from Twitter, too.
Patrick.
Sorry, Dan, can't help. I'm trying to get hold of Alan Pardew.
You've made me look like a right prick, Dan. You owe me for this. Yes, please. Can I get a gin and tonic, please? Plus lime, yeah, loads of ice, please, yeah, thank you. Can I get some of those little nuts too? Yeah, cheers, thanks. Oh, and another thing, you slimy little prick.
You talked to me this time?
Yeah, yes, I saw that tweet.
What tweet?
I tweeted about my frustrations.
It's just been retweeted by Gary fucking Lineker.
Oh, shut on a bitch.
Gary is free to retweet whatever he wants.
Yeah, so it would seem Dan...
More to the point, the supporters club are all over this. What a way to start the season, and this is all your fucking fault, Dan.
Well, why haven't I been given the backing? Newcastle United have signed footballers, for heaven's sake. Real football players and
Patrick,
everything.
I've got an idea, yes, but I'm going to call you back later, yeah?
Yeah, ciao.
Bye, Jess.
Oh, don't say bye to me, you little prick.
And where is she?
Meeting the owners.
In America?
They're on a European tour of their assets.
Are they coming here?
Dan, you're not fucking meeting the owners, so you can stop sniffing around.
I think they'd like to hear what I have to say.
No.
Why not?
Because they're cash-rich Americans that are easily convinced, and you don't deserve the money.
Why is Jess meeting the owners and you're not?
A, I didn't think I needed my director of communications today. I was wrong on that one. And B, it's transfer deadline day. If I so much as set foot in another country, we'll be linked with the entire national team.
It would be nice to be linked with somebody.
Oh, OK, I've heard enough. This bollocking is adjourned. Good luck against Watford on Saturday. Always a pleasure, Dan.
I want Manuel Lanzini.
He's injured. And anyway, it's 30 million in this market.
I think if we play it right, we could probably get him for 25 mil.
Oh, what is this? The price is shite?
Yeah, it is. So you best empty the swear jar because I want Adrian from West Ham
as well. We've got four keepers.
They're not to the standard that this league demands.
Look, if you're not happy with your keeper, you've got a backup in that Dutch bloke we signed last year for 2 million quid. What's his name? The Grim Reaper.
Tim Reaper. And I don't see any ability there that I can work with.
We can make a save or two.
He couldn't save a JPEG.
Well, that's not very nice now, is it?
You say that kind of stuff all the time. Why is it different when I do it?
It just is. Now, look, I could maybe get one last minute acquisition. Woody's on his way to help us out.
God, for Christ's sake, I don't want to have to deal with Woody.
Why not?
Because he's a psychopath.
He's not a psychopath.
He is.
He's not.
I've heard the medication he has is for being a psycho.
Where did you hear that? In the playground or the boys' toilets?
I don't know, Patrick. I think I had a slight indication when he threw a laptop at me after we drew against Stoke.
He's loyal to this club, and more importantly, he is loyal to me.
Can't you just get a Staffordshire Bull Terrier? Why does this man have to work here?
Because he gets the job done. He doesn't shit on the carpet anymore.
Sporting director Chris Woody Woodall has been called in to assist the club in the final moments of the transfer window.
Well, if it isn't the Ashford City messiah, Dan Watson.
Woody, what brings you here?
Just working on some player recruitment, actually, pal.
Can I ask what players in particular?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I've got a keen eye on Never You Fucking Mind. He plays for Atletico Fuck Off Dan Watson FC, my favourite fucking team.
Is there any need for this?
Aye. You deal through me, the sporting director.
Well, that sums up modern football, doesn't it?
No, you sum up modern football, you tiki-taka tosser.
Going through you and people like you is where we're going wrong, where the whole process is going wrong.
Aye, well, that's just how it is. It's like a fart in a Pilates class. It's a fucking unpleasant thing, but it's all part and parcel of the exercise.
No, it's nothing like a fart in a Pilates class.
Answer back to me, and you'll wake up on your arse, and I'll be proudly presenting you with the fell on the floor.
Do you prepare these ridiculous phrases?
Woody Dan was just talking me through some of his transfer targets.
Oh, splendid. Let me get my notepad, I'll get cracking straight away.
That's not a notepad.
Aye, it is.
No, it's not. It's a waitrose receipt with some chewing gum on it.
This is how I take notes. Shoot.
Right then, how about Eric Lamella?
Eric Lamella is a myth. He's just a figment of our imagination. You might as well sign the Gingerbread Man or Gandalf or, you know, Cherno Samba.
Damn, Gingerbread Man, Gandalf.
Look, he's a cultured player, Patrick. This club could do with that kind of injection.
Sign a new deal, culture vulture, get over it.
Yeah, besides, we don't need any of that. We've got more than enough with your Paul Smith shirts and your brown loafers.
Sorry, have you got a problem with the way I dress now?
Yeah, I do. You're a fancy Dan. Just walking around the place like you're Paul Tisdale.
We can get back to the important stuff. How about Ryan Fraser?
Which one is he, grumpy or dopey?
Oh, that's really mean.
Yeah, who does that make you, Snow White?
No, I'm not going to encourage
Snow
this.
Shy.
Patrick.
Yes, Daniel.
How about, if an out-and-out transfer puts you off, then I think we should seriously consider a loan move for Huntelaar. Then maybe look for something permanent.
Plus Jan Huntelaar. It's 2018, not 2010. Next.
Woody, I know what you're going to say, but I can put an arm around him.
I don't care if you want to wrap your legs around him.
Okay, I didn't think you were going to say that, but I still think he has something to offer.
How old is he?
34.
34? Footballers die at 35, Dan, unless you're Ryan Giggs on a diet of super injunctions and yoga.
Christ. Let me see who else I've got here.
Dan?
What?
That's just Football Manager on your phone.
Yeah, I use it for my shortlists.
Aye, and I use Pornhub for the forums.
Right, here. What about Wayne Routledge? Bit of a journeyman, I know.
A bit. He's got more clubs than Rory McIlroy. You know, Dan, if you were half the manager you thought you were, you'd bring through some players from the academy.
Woody, the Ashwood Academy is an AstroTurf pitch attached to a local comprehensive, with a very poor Ofsted report, if I may have.
No, you may not.
Academy players are not an option to take this club forward.
How convenient.
Hakan Çalhanoğlu.
I beg your pardon?
Hakan Çalhanoğlu. He plays for AC Milan in the hole, just behind Silva.
As a number 10?
Yeah, he's a perfect 10.
But she wears a quill.
No, he doesn't.
It's the beautiful south, Dan.
Milan's in the north.
Oh, jeez. Who else have you got in mind?
This one will be difficult, but what about Koke?
Koke, you say?
Yeah.
Well, interesting. He is an exceptional talent, that top
player.
Only...
What?
Only I was thinking, oh, maybe we get Neymar. And whilst we're at it, pick up Mbappe, too.
Jesus Christ.
Hold that thought, Dan. Let me just get in my DeLorean and sign Pele.
So Koke is too big for us now?
No, he's too expensive. Think a little lighter. Think Diet Koke.
Well, establish some interest, wait for his contract to run down, and grab him for a free.
What, Koke Zero?
Okay, you'll be waiting until 2024 until that contract runs out. Or did Football Manager not tell you that?
Next!
Who then, Patrick?
Well, I tell you who'd do a job at this football club. Jake Livermore.
Oh, what a player.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke. He's had his problems.
My dad's a lovely bloke. Should we play him in front of the back four?
Hey, Hey, we could do a lot worse than Jake Livermore.
Patrick, it's nothing against Jake Livermore. I just don't want Jake Livermore.
Well, what about Chris Brunt?
I don't want Chris Brunt.
Matt Phillips.
Do you want to work for West Brom?
God, absolutely not.
Then what is this Matt Phillips, Jake Livermore nonsense?
What about the West Brom boiler? It'll be cold again before you know it. It's a combi, right, Woody?
Aye. Why are we focusing on West Brom? If I wanted West Brom players, I would have included them on Football Manager. Excuse me, my short bit.
Sorry for trying to be helpful. Yeah, sorry for trying to be a good chief executive.
They've got relegation release clauses, haven't they?
How dare you?
Unbelievable.
How dare you? Nasser Chadli?
Isn't he on loan somewhere?
Well, we could make an offer, see what they say.
Yeah, worst case scenario, he gets here in January.
Now, I would take Nasser Chadli.
Nasser, we have left.
See, there you go.
Has he got a release clause?
Of course he has. Well, Daniel, my old pal, I'll get right on that. You toddle off now. Go and work on that lovely open philosophy I've heard so much about.
You think you've palmed me off with Nasser Chadli. You think Nasser Chadli is going to keep me quiet.
Stop saying Nasser Chadli.
This is a step in the right direction, but it's nothing.
Patrick Nolan.
Patrick, hello? Yeah, I've just spoken to Crystal Palace.
Ah, the parish council. Well, what did they have to say for themselves?
Yeah, we're going to make a £35 million offer for Christian Benteke.
Goodbye, Jess.
They won't accept it. It just makes us look good for trying, and it makes them look good for holding on to him, right?
Fake news. Oh, I like it.
Right, great.
Now, where was I?
I know no one cares, but I don't want Benteke.
Yeah, well, that's good, because neither do I.
We don't need that kind of player.
We're not actually buying him.
Get her to ask about
it. Did you listen to her? It's bollocks, the whole thing. Now, where was I?
Nasser Chadli.
Yeah, yeah. You're about to have the fans turn on you because of your lack of activity, so you're trying to get out of it with Nasser Chadli.
Nasser Chadli is my olive branch. To you, Dan Watson. It's your birthday present, yeah? There you go. World Cup semi-finalist, Nasser Chadli. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday.
Whatever. May as well be your birthday. What a great present from your Uncle Patrick.
It's okay.
I know, pal, I know.
If you think this is going to keep the fans happy with this West Brom lucky dip, then you don't know our fans.
But Dan, unfortunately, there's only two things that matter to our fans. One, remaining in the Premier League, and two, leaving the European Union.
I'd like a referendum to get Dan Watson to fuck off out the room.
That won't be necessary.
By show of hands?
This is pathetic.
Goodness me, it's a landslide.
I'm leaving anyway.
That's right, obey the will of the people.
Keep me up to date with the Chadli situation, please, Patrick.
Fuck off means fuck off.
Get lost, Woody.
No, fuck off.
Guardiola doesn't put up with this shit.
You're aware Chadley's release clause has expired, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Han isn't aware of that.
So we're not signing him?
Absolutely not. Let the boy dream.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This has just come in now that Ashwood City have made a last-minute approach for Palace forward Christian Benteke. Could Benteke be heading to Kent? Ashwood have launched a very late bid for the Belgian international.
I think it'd be the best window this club's ever had if we get Benteke.
So we mean business. Give us that outlet.
Selon nos sources, l'attaquant belge Christian Benteke pourrait obtenir un transfert de dernière minute à Ashwood City pour 40 millions d'euros.
It's an inspired move for Ashwood, I really do. I can see Benteke doing wonders for
them. Ashwood City sta tentando di comprare Christian Benteke dal Crystal Palace poco prima della chiusura del calciomercato.
Soccer news from the Premier League. Ashwood City launching a last-minute bid for Christian Benteke. Around $46 million for the Crystal Palace striker.
With under 10 minutes remaining in the transfer window, Dan Watson is stopped by members of the press as he departs the ground.
Dan, what have you got to say on the transfer of Benteke?
It's very exciting. Top quality forward that could bring a lot to the side.
Is Benteke the type of player you need at Ashwood?
What do you mean?
Well, you brought Ivan with you from Birmingham and he's a similar player.
Similar? Similar, yes, but also very different.
In what way?
Just different. Just a different type of player.
Would that mean that Ivan is no longer your first choice forward?
Look, the bid is yet to be accepted. The window is about to close.
It's been accepted.
It's what?
The bid. Palace accepted the bid.
With the Benteke news reaching Patrick and Woody in the Ashwood head offices, the next steps are being considered.
Back!
Hey, can I speak to Steve Parrish, please? That's absolutely fine, I'll hold.
Hey, how could this happen, Jess?
Nothing is going to happen, Patrick.
Oh, really? Because it looks like I'm about to lose £35 million.
Oh, Steve, hey!
Woody, can you take that outside?
We're not going to spend anything.
Great, so I'm going to look like a deal slip through my fingers?
Not at all.
I'm going to look like Ed Woodward.
Patrick?
What?
We're going to file the transfer sheet a few seconds late.
What, you still want to pursue this?
We're going to miss the deadline by accident.
Jesus, I'll never hear the last of it.
So what, you're just going to sit quietly for the remaining 6 minutes of the window and hope everybody forgets?
Yes, I'm going to sit quietly with my thumb firmly up my arse, and you, as head of communications, are going to communicate us out of this situation.
I'm giving you a way out now.
It's not good enough. And you've also got to get us out of a deal for Nasser Chadli.
Sorry, is this International Sign a Giant Belgian Day?
Dan thinks we're trying to sign Chadli through a relegation release clause.
Why would he think that?
Because I promised him.
Oh, God help me.
I think I got our position across to the Palace board.
Woody, how do you feel about offering Dan a new contract?
Terrible. Sick to my stomach.
Why?
Because he's a cunt.
Yeah, he may be, yes. But right now, to our fans, he's the Messiah.
Okay.
Personal feelings aside, getting Dan to say the right thing will keep the fans happy. Then who knows, we might actually have a decent start to the season and they'll stay happy.
Yeah, okay, Jess, we'll call that plan B.
Look, I've got to go. I'll fix it my end, but you need to get Dan on side and the fans will follow.
Season hasn't even fucking started.
She's right, Woody. Unless he's caught orbiting a primary school with his cock out or we lose at home to Gillingham, he's not going anywhere.
See, this is why we shouldn't even pretend to sign players. Look at Mike Ashley. He's sat at home right now with his giant Sports Direct mug and his giant Sports Direct pants laughing at us.
He has signed players.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Okay, offer Benteke the worst contract known to man. And what's the status with West Brom?
They're willing to consider a January transfer.
Right, well, go get Dan and we'll tell him Chadli is coming in January.
He's gone home.
What, to Belgium?
No, not Chadli. Dan's gone home.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
As another disappointing window for Ashwood City closes, Patrick is paying Dan a visit at his home to smooth things over.
Lydia. Hi, how are you?
Patrick, so great to see you.
These are yours.
Oh, flowers. Oh, bless you, Patrick. You're so lovely. You didn't have to do this.
Don't be silly. If I can't spoil Lydia Watson, then who can I spoil?
You here to see Dan?
Well, if I must.
Oh. He's just in the playroom with the kids.
Lovely. Daniel?
Jesus, Patrick, what are you doing here?
It's your lucky day.
Have I been offered the Tottenham job?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. I'm here to draw you up a new contract.
That's very generous of you, but can we talk another time in an office, like grown-ups?
Can I borrow this crayon?
No, not the pink one. That's her favourite.
I'll buy you a new pink one.
Just pick the blue one. She hates blue.
For fuck's sake.
Ellie, we're just borrowing your crayons, okay?
Okay, firstly, let's bring that salary of yours up a few digits. Now, there's a couple of clauses I wanted to discuss with you. There's this one that involves the transfer policy.
Right.
Jess and Woody are working on the transfers now.
The window's closed.
Yes, I know that, Dan. I am a chief executive of a Premier League club, OK? I've been watching the deadline day coverage for the last 10 hours, OK? I've got countdown clocks and yellow breaking news graphics burnt into my retinas.
Then what?
there is a chance that neither of these transfers will go through.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay, what's your language during playtime, please?
Just explain the clause, Patrick. I've got a Lego railway to build here.
This clause involves you praising our activity during this window to the press.
What activity?
Benteke, Chadley, to name a few.
How does that benefit me?
Says here in this clause that you'll get a hand job and a thank you card.
For Patrick.
All right, fine. You'll get this bonus.
Okay.
Failure to reach this clause will result in Woody digging into the kickbacks you may have received when you brought your little pals from Birmingham to this club.
What? Kickbacks?
Ivan Selon fee. I was under the impression that you and your agent received a chunk of that.
Look, if that happened, that's not something I'm aware of.
Dan, I am warning you. I know you're an ex-footballer, but if you play dumb with me, I'll shove this crayon so far up your cock that you'll be pissing blue until the next transfer window. Do we have an understanding?
Yeah, Mama.
Get this over to my agent, not in crayon, properly typed up.
Oh, that's the spirit. Now, come on. Lydia's making dinner.
Can you please just leave?
Oh, Lydia, this looks lovely.
Right, what is he doing here?
Oh, come on, Dan, tuck in, pal. Lydia was just telling me about your couple's Pilates.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Follow the club on Twitter at Ashwood City.
This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.